ॐ सहना भवतु, सहनौ भुनक्थु, सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सरि गौर भक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Okay, so then we're on Amar Jivana, then Srila Prabhupada's purport, page 24. Amara Jivana Sada Pape Rata Nahiko Punyera Lesha. This song is sung by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Vaishnav humbleness. A Vaishnav is always meek and humble, so he is describing the life of the people in general, taking himself to be one of them. He says that, quote, my life is always engaged in sinful activities. And if you try to find out, you will not find even a trace of pious activities, only sinful activities. And so here he means, you know, sinful meaning that it's not about Krishna, it's just about mundane life. It doesn't mean that he's breaking the regulative principles. It just means it's just always mundane. And parere udvega diachi je koto, diachi jivera klesha. I am always inclined to give trouble to other living entities. That is my business. I want to see that others are suffering and then I enjoy it, right? Because I'm suffering. So if others suffer and I can arrange that, then I say I'm enjoying. So we see the material platform of enjoyment isn't necessarily that they're just enjoying themselves. You have to enjoy yourself at someone else's expense, right? You know, on the heavenly planets, they're enjoying themselves because they know down here on the earth planet, people are suffering. That's why they're enjoying. But otherwise, if they just look at their own there, that's just the standard of enjoyment. And so therefore, now they're going to bicker amongst themselves, right? Means you have, you know, let's say there's not much to eat. So you get something to eat, then you're very happy. Now, if you have tons to eat, then you can never find anything to eat. Right? You know, there's nothing to eat, you know, even though there's like 10 options, but it's not one of the ones you want to eat. But if you have no food, any one of those will be very good. You know, so that's just the way it is. It's therefore in the heavenly planets, and they have all that nice facility. But unless they're enjoying it and someone else is not, then, you know, yours is better. Your house is better. Your chariot is better. Your ornaments are better than only then. You know, so you're enjoying that my piety is greater than his piety. You know, so like that, then you'll be. That we see is Lord Indra asked that question, I think, to, who was it? Who was it? Was it Yayati? You know, is there anyone more pious than you? And he said, no. So then Indra thought that was impudent and so sent him back down to the earthly planets. You know, like that. So the position is this material mentality means is that inclined to give others trouble. You know, just like even we're having fun. How do you have fun? By bothering someone else. You know, you know, so it's just the way it works, you know. You know, if there's affection, then of course, you know, that goes on between friends and all that, like that. Like you see even in, yeah. That is my business. I want to see others suffering and then I enjoy. Nija sukha lagi, pape nahi dori. For my personal sense gratification, I accept any kind of sinful activity, right? So people do any old nonsense. If it will benefit them, they'll get their sense gratification. So if they have to perform sinful activities to make the money, to get the facilities, they'll do it. That's the material world. Dayahina swarta paro. I am not at all merciful. And I see only my personal interest. Para sukha dukhi sada mityabhashi. As such, when others are suffering, I become very happy and I'm always speaking lies. Even for ordinary things, I am accustomed to speaking lies. Like even in situations where you don't need to speak lies, you speak anyway because you think you might get a little bit more benefit by saying something else. Paradukha sukha karo. And if someone is suffering, that is very pleasant to me. Asesha kamana hridi maje mora. I have got lots of desires within my heart, and I am always angry and falsely prestigious. Always puffed up with self-pride, right? Because so if the desires are in the heart, then not fulfilling, you are angry, right? And there's always the false prestige that my position is better and all that. And then because of that, I'm puffed up with false pride, but then my desires aren't being fulfilled, so I'm angry. So you can see these are just standard things. You can say it's, oh, but you know, they're prestige, they're puffed up and all that. But anybody who has something, they're puffed up. They have all these things. He's saying this isn't for a particular group. This is just material consciousness. Right? Mada mata sada vishaye mohita. I am captivated by subject matters of sense gratification, and I am almost crazy. Because if you're absorbed in sense gratification, then the problem is you're not understanding the position of the soul. So that's actually not an intelligent position. Himsa garva vibhushana. My ornaments are enviousness and false pride, right? So the decorations on my personality are enviousness and false pride, right? So that's how you know. It says, I decorate myself with this. I'm envious of others. I'm proud. Because if you have false pride, you must be envious of others because it's not real pride. So then anybody else who has any pride or any, then you're going to be envious of that because you want to be proud. And if somebody has anything to be proud of, you're envious of that because you want it. You want to be proud. Nidra lasa hata sukare virata. I am conquered by sleep and laziness. And I am always averse to pious activities, right? Because what you should do, we don't want to do. We just want to be absorbed in our particular sense gratification.
Maharaj, when we say like false pride, can we say that real pride means to identify as a devotee of Krishna?
Yes, that's the real pride. Because then we're happy being a servant of Krishna. That's our identity. That's how we see ourselves. You know, so Prabhupada said any of the qualities, any of the, can be all engaged in Lord's service, only enviousness. That's the only one that can't be engaged. Because enviousness means taking something away from someone else. That's its basis. Jealousy means they have, I also want. Enviousness means they have, they shouldn't have, I should have.
Yes.
So it's not progressive. Jealousness is also a problem, but you could progress. They progressed. I will progress. You know, but they distributed 100 books. I'll distribute 100 books, you know, like that, you know, so like that. And akarye udyogi ami, and I am very enthusiastic to perform impious activities, right? Because I get the benefits. Pratishta lagia sata acharana. I always cheat others for my prestige, right? Because I always want to establish myself as better. Loba hata sada kami. I am conquered by greediness and always lusty. Because we want more and more and more. No matter how much we have, it's never quite enough. Eheno durjana sadjana varjita. I am so fallen and I have no association with devotees. Aparadhi nirantara. I am an offender always. Shubhakarya shunya. In my life, there's not a bit of auspicious activity. Sada narta mana. And my mind is always attracted by something mischievous. Nana duke jara jara. Therefore, at the fag end of my life, I am almost invalid by all such sufferings. Right? Because whatever you do, all this nonsense, then it doesn't develop piety. So therefore, having, you know, good health, long life, you know, no, these are all symptoms of piety. So therefore, then at the end of life, then one will be so disturbed by all these things that one has done as nonsense the whole life. Nana dukkha jara jara. Oh, no, he does like that. Bardhakye ekona upaya vihina. Now in my old age, I have no alternative. Tate dina akinchana. Therefore, by force, I have now become very humble and meek. Right? Means you don't have any other alternative. You have to be, because, you know, it just, the material energy just doesn't work the way you expect it to. The body, the mind, everything doesn't work. So therefore, by force, you have to be humble and meek, right? But you're supposed to be like that in the beginning. You mean, if you're like that anyway, then everything goes very nice because you're absorbed in the Lord. You're not distracted. But if we're not, then the most proud, they'll become humble and meek. Bhakti Vinoda Prabhur Charane Kore Dukha Nivedana. Thus, Bhakti Vinoda Thakur is offering his sad statement of his life's activities, the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. So he's saying is that I've been so foolish my whole life. So now, therefore, then I've come to take shelter of you. Because by force, this has happened. You know, I could have voluntarily, but by force it has. But by the grace of Vaishnavas, then we've come in contact. And now we take up devotional service.
But Maharaj, can we say that actually this song is also showing that the reality of material consciousness to the most important degree, you know? Because here we see that when we are in ignorance, we cannot be aware of this thing.
No. That's the thing, is we always think we're a very pious person.
Yes.
Right? A person who's doing all this, he may think he's a very pious and nice person.
Yes.
You know, he's doing some charity. He does some good work. You know, he tries to be nice to, you know, the people that, you know, that work for him and all these different things. But at the same time, it's like I said, it's only about himself. It's not about anybody else. And so, you know, he'll be upset when something doesn't work. He hears about one of his friends, his business is going up, his isn't. You know, or his is going up more, or he's worked out something, or something very nice is gone. He's met some big personality, and we're always envious. So someone may think that they're just a normal person or a well-to-do and very nice person, but actually all these problems, they're there in their life. So we're unaware, because what he's talking about, this is just how material life works.
Yes.
Because if you have material desire, this will be there.
Yes.
And even if you don't have material desire, there'll still be problems.
Yes.
Right? Means it's like maybe the regular material desire, but you see, like Daksha, you know, being a Karmakandi has desire. But even though it's not on the basis of, let's say, gross sense gratification, and that's his idea, he's still jealous of his own brother. Shiva is his own brother.
Yes.
You know? So that's the difficulty, is that they still have these problems. And even if those things aren't there, there's no material desire, then you're suffering because you see everybody else is having a problem. So there's always going to be misery. That's just the way the material energy is. It can't function any other way. Yes, anything else?
Yes, Maharaj, thank you.
Yeah, no. So now, anadi karma phale, the reactions of beginningless karma, from Gitavali. Anadi karma phale, padi bhavarna jale, tari bhare na deki upai, avishaya hala hale, diva nisha hiya jvale, mana prabhu shuka nahi pai. Due to my past fruit of activities, I have fallen into this great ocean of nescience. and I do not find any means of getting out. Day and night, my heart burns from the poison of these worldly activities, and so my mind is not at all satisfied. Asha Pasha Shata Shata, Klesha Deya Avirata, Pravriti Urmira Tahe Kela, Kama Kroda Adichaya, Patapade Deya Paya, Abhashana Hoilo Asha Bela. I am always making hundreds and thousands of plans to become happy, but all these plans give me pain 24 hours a day. But indeed, I am being dashed again and again by the waves of the ocean of materialism. Because you make all these plans, then it's an anxiety how to get the plan done. And some plan's not working, some part is, something bad. So many obstacles are there. So the more desires you have, the more plans, the more misery. But we're thinking, no, the more I have, the more plan, the more I'll be happy. Because if you have nothing, you have to plan to get it. You have it, you have to plan to keep it or use it or repair it. So it's just, that's why he's saying this, hundreds and thousands of plans, because everything you have, there's some little plan for it. In addition, there are many thieves and rogues, of whom six are prominent. Lust, anger, greed, envy, illusion, and madness. They are causing me great fear. And in this way, my life is coming to an end. Right? So whatever you have, they're coming. Lust is coming, destroying things. Anger, greed, envy, illusion. They'll destroy whatever you have. Because you want so much more. And all that, you become, you know, the greed, you have lusty, you're angry, you'll be envious of others. There's illusion. All these things will come up and just disturb even whatever position you're in at the present. Jnana karma, tajadui, more, prataria loi, abhashesha pele, sindujale, eheno samaye, bandutumi krishna kripa sindhu, kripa kori tolo mora bale. The two thugs of mental speculation and fruit of activity have cheated me, misled me, and finally thrown me into the ocean of misery. Under the circumstances, my dear Krishna, O ocean of mercy, you are my only friend. I have no strength to get out of this ocean of nescience. So I pray to your lotus feet that you will be kind and by your strength lift me out of this ocean of suffering. Right? Because we can't do, that's why it's very important to understand this, that we, hearing from the authorities, hearing from the acharyas about this position of devotional service and about the practice, then we, to the best of our abilities, we try to practice. But we understand is that we are not able to get ourselves out of this ocean of material suffering. We can simply try to apply ourselves to the process. And then by Krishna's grace, he will lift us out of the material ocean. But it's not that, yes, I, you know, brought myself to this position and that. That's false pride, because the energies themselves, we can't take care of it. We can't deal with these. The energies themselves, they deal with these things. Yeah. Krishna himself takes care of it. Patita kinkare dhare, pada padma dui kare, Deho Bhakti Vinoda Ashraya. Amitava Nitya Das, Bhulya Mayar Apash, Bhada Hoye Achi Doyamoyal. Kindly lift up this fallen servant of yours and fix me as one of the particles of dust at your lotus feet. Please give this Bhakti Vinod shelter at your lotus feet. I am your eternal servant, but somehow or another I forgot you and have now fallen into this entangling network of Maya. Kindly save me. Yeah, so we understand we're in Maya. We ourselves can't get out. We simply make our endeavor. And so in other words, it doesn't mean, oh, it's Krishna gets us out, so I don't have to work. No, is that we make the work, Krishna being pleased with our endeavor, then he gives the results. So that's the thing, is we by Krishna's grace, we have the knowledge. By Krishna's grace, we are able to endeavor. And then seeing that sincerity, then by Krishna's grace, we get the results. So that's the whole thing, is we're trying to transfer from the world of illusion to the world of this transcendental. So in either case, we're going to endeavor to accomplishing activities. The difference is one, we're trying to do it for ourselves. The other, we're trying to do it for Krishna. What? Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Anadi karma phale padi bhavanarna vajale tari bhare na dekhiya upai. This is a song sung by Bhaktivinoda Thakur depicting the conditioned soul. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is presenting himself as one of the ordinary human beings, saying, due to my past fruit of activities, I have now fallen into this ocean of nescience, and I do not find any means of coming out of this great ocean. Avishaya halahale, it is just like an ocean of poison. If one takes some pungent food, it burns the heart. Similarly, although they were trying to be happy by sense enjoyment, actually our situation becoming just the opposite, and the effort is causing our hearts to burn. Footnote 29. Thus, the wise living entity's pure consciousness becomes covered by his eternal enemy in the form of lust, which is never satisfied, which burns like fire. Bhagavad Gita 3:39, right? Because whatever you do, then you always want something to get more taste out of it, more like this. But that more means there's going to be more effort, more expenses, more fatigue, you know, or in the eating, you eat more, it's always a trouble, or you try to get things with more flavor, the spicing will create problem, whatever it is. So that's, it's always, we try to enjoy more, we suffer more. The effort, the difficult. So that says it's always the opposite. And diva nashi hiya jale. That burning cessation is going on day and night, 24 hours a day. Mana kabu shuka nahi pai. And on account of this, my mind is not at all satisfied. So I want to enjoy, I'm trying to enjoy, but I'm getting so much difficulty. And so that's the point. How can my mind be satisfied? Because the mind wants to enjoy the senses. But as you engage the senses, then there's always so much difficulty. So the mind will never be satisfied. Asha pasha shata shata, plesha deya avirata. I'm always making hundreds and thousands of plans to become happy. But actually, all of these plans give me pain 24 hours a day. Pravriti urma tahi kela. My position is actually like one who is being dashed again and again by the waves of the ocean. Kama karoda, because you're just sitting there and these waves just keep coming in and hitting and hitting. So it's just constant. Kama karoda adi chaya, pata pade geya bhaya. Besides that, there are so many thieves and rogues, especially they are six in number, namely lust, anger, greed, envy, illusion, and madness. Right? So not only are we dashed by the waves, because as I try to enjoy myself, all the miseries that come from that, and I'm completely being dashed by that, and the mind's not satisfied. Besides that, then you have the thieves and rogues of these six enemies, right? They are always present, and I am afraid of them, right? Because they just make you do more and more, because whatever you're doing, it's already a problem, but lust, you want to do more. Anger, you'll do more. Greed, more. Envy, you'll just do more. Avasana hoilo asha bela. In this way, my life is becoming advanced, or in other words, I am coming to the point of the end of my life. Jnana karma, kaga dui, more pra taria loi. Although this is my position, still two kinds of activities are cheating me, namely mental speculation and fruitive activities. Right? Like that. Taga means cheater. So even though all that's going on, then we have mental speculation and fruitive activities. Is that our focus and endeavor on those? Right? And aveshe pele sindujale. After misleading me, they bring me to the seashore and push me down within the sea. Right, so you try that, and then you become completely overwhelmed by them. If you're going for the jnana, you become overwhelmed by that. You come for the karma, you're overwhelmed by that. And this is by means we're already being, we're getting the sufferings from the endeavor. Then we're getting the constant desires and all that coming in. That's bothering us. Then we have the lust, anger, greed, and everything bothering us. Then we have mental speculation and fruit of activities that just push us down into the ocean of nescience, where we're completely overwhelmed by whatever's going on.
Maharaj, the description of the material world is not so attractive.
No, it's not. It's not. Because the thing is, we don't tend to see it this way. That's why we don't see, we think everything's fine. But he's pointing out is that these things are always causing problems. So any one of them can cause us enough disturbance, let alone all of them together.
Yes.
Right? A heno samaye bandhu tumi Krishna kripa sindhu. Under the circumstances, my dear Krishna, you are my only friend and you are an ocean of mercy. Kripa kori tolo more bale. I have no strength to get out of this ocean of nescience. So I pray unto your lotus feet to buy your strength. You kindly pick me up. Patita kinkare dare, pada padma duli kare. After all, I am your eternal servant. Somehow or other, I have fallen into this ocean. So kindly pick me up and fix me as one of the particles of dust at your lotus feet. Footnote 30. O son of Maharaj Nanda Krishna, I am your eternal servitor. Yet somehow or another, I have fallen into the ocean of birth and death. Please pick me up from this ocean of death and place me as one of the atoms at your lotus feet. Shikshastaka 5. Deho Bhakti Vinoda Ashraya. Bhaktivinoda Thakur entreats, kindly give me shelter at your lotus feet. Amitabha Nitya Das, I am your eternal servant. Bhulya Mayar Apasha, somehow or other, I forgot you, and I have now fallen into the network of Maya. Bada Hoye Achi Daya Maya, my dear Lord, I have become entangled in this way. Kindly save me. Right, so we see as the similar points are made again and again. So it's not that there's something different. This is how the material world works. You may apply all these different things by applying them in different fields of activities or different scenarios, but the effect is always the same. Otherwise, why is every living entity suffering? When you say, no, everybody's, someone's are enjoying, some are suffering. No, that within those who are suffering, they have moments of happiness. And within those who are having so much happiness, there'll be moments of suffering. So the point is the two are always going on. It's just a matter of, it just goes up and down. And sometimes it's more this one, sometimes more that. Sometimes it's more envy, sometimes it's more greed, sometimes it's more lust, sometimes it's more illusion or madness. So it keeps changing. Sometimes more karma, a yawn. Sometimes it's this sense. Sometimes it's that sense. You know, sometimes it's more the prestige or, you know. So in any case, all these things are always going to be trouble, no matter where you are. You look at Indra. He's, you know, got the best facility. As far as sense gratification goes, he has the best, right? But you see, he's there enjoying that sense gratification. And then he ignores his guru and he ends up, you know, hiding in a lotus stem, you know, being chased by, you know, sin personified in the form of this lady, you know, that old lady, you know, with tuberculosis, you know. So whatever you do, you have the best situation. As soon as you try to enjoy it, there's a problem. You know, Arjuna is just sitting there with his father, you know, like that. And the upstars are dancing and he's appreciating that, you know, that they're doing so well. And he sees, what's her name?
Urvasi.
No? Urvasi, yes, yes. So he sees Urvasi and he thinks, wow, here's the, you know, the mother of our line. You know, he was, you know, married to Puru Ravas. And from this, then, you know, the dynasty is coming down. You know, and then from that, then it's mistaken that he has an attraction. And then he explains that, no, he doesn't. And then he gets cursed. And so the most, masculine of all males ends up as a eunuch. right? You know, of all the personalities that you have in the history, then, you know, Arjuna is the most attractive, you know, masculine personality, you know, and he becomes the eunuch. You know, that's the material world. That's the way it goes. You know, but it, as we see, because they're surrendered to Krishna, it's all Krishna's plans. So then it all works out perfectly, because otherwise, where does Arjuna hide? You know, so then he being a eunuch, so he'll be in the inner palace quarters of the palace. No one's going to think that's Arjuna. Definitely not. And here, okay. Then Narad Muni bhajai Veena. Narad Muni plays his Veena from Gitavali. Narad Muni bhajai Veena, Radhika Ramana Name, Nama Amani Uditahaya, Bhakata Gita Sa, Bhakata Gita Same. When the great soul Narad Muni plays the string Veena, the holy name Radhika Ramana descends and immediately appears amidst the kirtan of the Lord's devotees. Amiya Dhara Bharishe Gana, Shravana Jugale Gya, Pakata Jana Sagane Nache, Bhoriya Apana Hiya. Like a monsoon cloud, the holy name showers pure nectar into the ears. Due to great ecstasy, all the devotees enthusiastically dance to their heart's content. Madhuri Pura Ashava Pashi Mataya Jagata Jane Keho Vakande Keho Vanache Keho Mate Mane Mane. All the inhabitants of the universe become maddened upon entering these intoxicating showers of divine sweetness. Some people cry, some dance, and others become fully intoxicated within their minds. Pancha Vadana Narda De Tori Premera Saghana Rol Kamala Sana Nachia Bole Bolo Bolo Hari Bolo. Five-faced Lord Shiva embraces Narada, Narad Muni, and repeatedly shouts in ecstasy, while Lord Brahma dances very enthusiastically and exclaims, all of you chant Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Sahasranana Paramasuke Hari Hari Boligaya Nama Prabhabe Matilo Vishwa Nama Rasa Shabe Pai. In supreme happiness, thousand-faced Ananta Seish sings and calls out Hari Hari. By the influence of the transcendental vibration of the holy name, the whole universe becomes mad with ecstasy as everyone relishes the mellows of the holy name. Sri Krishna Nama Rasane Spuri Puralo Amara Asha Sri Rupa Pade Yachaye Iha Bhakate Vino Dadasa. The holy name of Sri Krishna has filled all my desires by thus manifesting on everyone's tongue. Bhakti Vinod, the humble servant of the Lord, therefore prays at the feet of Sri Rupa Goswami that the chanting of Hari Nam may always continue in this way. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Prabhupada. This is a song sung by Bhakti Vinod Thakur. The purport of the song is that the great soul Narad Muni is playing on his stringed instrument called the Veena and vibrating Radhika Ramana, one of Krishna's names. So as soon as he plucks the strings and chants, all the devotees immediately respond to him and it becomes a very beautiful vibration. Amiya Dhara Bhari Shekhana. As the singing goes on with the stringed instrument, it appears that there is a shower of nectar and all the devotees then dance in ecstasy to the fullest extent of their satisfaction. Then as they dance, it appears that they become intoxicated by drinking the beverage called Madhuri Pura. And as one becomes almost mad by drinking, similarly, all the devotees become mad in ecstasy. And some of them are crying, and some of them are dancing, and some of them, although they cannot dance publicly, are dancing within their hearts. Then Lord Muni begins to dance and cry out in ecstasy. And when Lord Brahma sees Lord Shiva dancing with Narad Muni, he joins in and says, all of you kindly chant Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Then gradually the king of heaven, Indra, also joins with great satisfaction and begins to dance and chant Hari Hari Bol. In this way, by the influence of the transcendental vibration of the holy name of God, the whole universe becomes ecstatic, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, quote, when the whole universe becomes ecstatic in this way, my desires are satisfied. And I therefore pray unto the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami that the chanting of Hari Nam may go on nicely like this. Yeah, so we see that means Narad Muni, then he's chanting, the whole universe becomes absorbed. And we see that Bhaktivinoda Thakur then, he becomes happy and, you know, is hoping that this Hari Nam chanting may go on like this, because this is the only method in which the living entities can be connected back to Krishna by hearing about his glories. And then hearing about his glories, then they all become very nicely situated. Otherwise, then you know, without hearing, how are they going to be awakened? Like this. So he's praying to Rupa Goswami, yes?
This indicates that personality like Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they know quite well the activities of Narada Muni, because yes, they can present the mood of Narada Muni. Yeah.
Yes, yes, like that. It means because one, either you hear from Parampara, so you can say, or you happen to be there, so you can say, either one. You know, you're getting that connection. You know, because there's no time and space between them. So you gain this. We hear this, then we know what's going on there. We can say, or it can be that he's there seeing this, and therefore he's saying. But in any case, that the point is that these glories of the Lord, how the devotees are absorbed, and that it catches everyone's attention, including Brahma, Shiva, and Indra. Then everybody is ecstatic in there in dancing.
It's a very important. The place of Narada Muni is quite important because we can see he's preaching the great personality, the Deva, inspiring the Deva to chant the holy name. You know.
Yes, yes. That's why he's Narada Dev. I mean, he's what do you call it? What's that? Deva Rishi, he's the sage amongst the demigods, because he's the one, all of them, everybody respects him. If Narada Muni comes, everybody's respected. So his position is special. And we see he's always absorbed in the Lord's holy name. That's why he has his veena, he plays his veena. And with that transcendental sound, then he makes, you know, everybody else dance in ecstasy. So this Hari Nam, this glorification of the Lord, this is the most important element, because if we hear, then we become elevated. Without hearing, then it becomes much more difficult. Of course, by taking prasad, or, you know, doing other activities is there, but all that our serious taking up devotional service and getting faith starts with hearing, like that. So then we may not be able to hear in the beginning, but then by being engaged in devotional service, by Agyata Sukriti, then at some point we become purified enough where then when we do hear, then we take advantage. So that's why this Hari Nam is such an important part, that we ourselves are doing kirtans. You know, we are chanting ourselves, we're doing kirtans with the other devotees. We're going out on the streets and we're also doing. So both these aspects are there. The books are being distributed and we're going out on the streets. People are hearing. Then you know, great benefit is there for everyone.
Yeah. Yes, Maharaj, thanks.
Yes. Okay. Then Lalasa Mai Prartana from Prartana. Goranga Bolite Habe Pulaka Sharir Hari Hari Bolite Nayane Bhabe Nir. When will that opportune moment come to me, when there will be shivering of the body as soon as I chant Lord Gauranga's name? And after the shivering, while chanting Hare Krishna, when will there be tears pouring down from my eyes? Adar kabe nitai chander karuna haibe samsara bashana mor kabe tucha habe. And when will Nityananda bestow his causeless mercy upon me so that my desire for material enjoyment will become very insignificant? When will that time come? Because, yes, by Narad Muni's, Vishaya charira kabe shuddha habe man, kabe hama herabo shri Vrindavan. When my mind is completely purified, being freed from material anxieties and desires, then I shall be able to understand Vrindavan and the conjugal love affairs of Radha and Krishna, and then my spiritual life will be successful. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoivi Akuti Kabe Hama Bhujabo Se Jugala Pirditi. When shall I be very eager to study the books left by the six Goswamis? One has to learn of the conjugal loving affairs of Radha Krishna through the teachings of these six Goswamis, right? Rupa Raghunatha Pade Rahu Mora Ash Prartana Koro Ye Sada Narottama Das. Narottam Das always longs to remain at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Raghunath Das Goswamis. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. This song was sung by Narottam Das Thakur, a great devotee and acharya. A great devotee and acharya in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. The disciplic succession coming down from Lord Chaitanya. Narottam Das Thakur has written many songs which are recognized as authoritative by all Vaishnavas. He has sung these songs in simple Bengali language, but the purport, the deep meaning of this song, his songs, is very significant. In this song, he says, Gauranga bolite habe pulaka sharir. One has attained the perfection of chanting when, as soon as he chants the name of Lord Gauranga, who initiated this Sankirtan movement, at once there's shivering in his body. This is not to be imitated, but Narottam Das Thakur is asking, when will that opportune moment come to us when there will be shivering of the body as soon as we chant Lord Gauranga's name? And after the shivering, Hari Hari Bolite Nayani Pabe Nir, while chanting Hare Krishna, there will be tears in the eyes. So he's saying, when will that day come? Well, when I will be in that position, that I will be so ecstatic hearing the name of Lord Gauranga and chanting the holy name, that there will be shivering the body and tears in the eyes. So he's not trying to copy this. He's just saying, you know, this is such a wonderful position, as we saw before. With, Narad Muni, then they're all chanting and dancing and crying in ecstasy and, shivering and, all these different ecstatic symptoms. Then he says, Ar kabe nitai chander karuna haibe. We are all asking about the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Nityananda is supposed to be the original spiritual master. So we have to approach Gauranga, Lord Chaitanya, through the mercy of Lord Nityananda. What is the symptom of a person who has achieved the causeless mercy of Lord Nityananda? Narottam Das Thakur says that the symptom of one who has actually received the causeless mercy of Lord Nityananda is that he has no more material desire. Footnote 32. When one engages in the Lord's devotional service, he becomes detached from material enjoyment. Bhakti pare shanu bhavo viraktir anyatra chaisha Tarika Eka Karaha. Devotion, direct experience of the Supreme Lord, and detachment from other things. These three occur simultaneously for one who has taken shelter of the Supreme Personality of God. In the same way that pleasure, nourishment, and relief from hunger become simultaneously and increasingly with each bite for a person engaged in eating. How are we doing? Yes. This is the test by which one can tell whether he is advancing in devotional service. One must be detached from material enjoyment. Such detachment means that Maya has actually given the conditioned soul liberation from illusory enjoyment. When one is advanced in Krishna consciousness, he does not consider himself as good as Krishna. Whenever he thinks that he is the enjoyer of material advantages, he is imprisoned in the bodily conception. However, when he is freed from the bodily conception, he can engage in devotional service, which is his actual position of freedom from the clutches of Maya. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhulita, 20.1.20 purport. So, by the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, then one can become freed from all this material entanglement, these material desires, material endeavor, material hankering. All that can go away by his grace, because he's the original spiritual master. So by his grace, one can approach Lord Chaitanya. So that then he's asking, when will he get, Kabe Nitai Chandar, means asking, when will get this mercy? Right? So it's not that he's just saying, you know, okay, this mercy is there. He's saying, when will I gain this mercy? Because there has, you know, naturally, if we're interested, then Lord Nityananda will take care. That's the whole idea. So we therefore then have that interest that we want to give up all this material desire so that we can be absorbed in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes and his instructions and all that. Because to be freed from material entanglement, but not be absorbed in the spiritual name, form, qualities, and pastimes of the Lord, then that doesn't have much value. Point is that we're entangled on the material platform, then we're not going to take much interest in the spiritual platforms. Therefore, that's why we are hoping for the mercy of Lord Nityananda so that we may come to that spiritual platform. So, yeah? We're good? Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai.